This is Pastor Joshua Swilly, and you're listening to the Hope United Podcast. We pray that this message is a blessing to you. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to everybody that's in the building tonight. And welcome to all of our live stream family. We know we are in transition mode. And so some of our family is with us online and some are in person. So we got some brave ones here tonight. And we have all of our family at home, and that's okay. We want everybody to be comfortable. And I don't have the mask on stage, but everybody else in the room has on mask, and we've spread the chairs out. We're ready for you when you're ready to come back. Amen. But I want you to give a hand for Pastor Minerva. She's coming up here. She's going to speak with me tonight. Such a blessing. Could I get a stool for Pastor? Thank you. Thank you, Brother EJ. Pastor Minerva, what a blessing. Thank you. You got so many burdens here tonight. I'm going to take some of your burdens here from you. Would you just pray before we start? Pastor Minerva, just say a prayer. Everybody that's here, we're in agreement right now. Everybody that's listening right now, we're in agreement that God is going to grant us peace. Even in the midst of struggle, even in the midst of trying to figure some things out and trying to solve some problems in our nation, we can still have the peace of the Lord. The Bible talks about the peace of the Lord. It even talks about a peace that passes understanding. Even though I don't know what tomorrow holds, I can have the peace of God today. So, Pastor Minerva, please lead us in a word of prayer before we get started tonight.
Father God, we give you glory and praise for the opportunity to come before your throne of grace and mercy. And we come, Lord, asking you for that grace and that mercy, Lord God, for your grace and mercies are new every morning.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you and we pray for peace in our nation, in our country, in our neighborhoods, Lord God, in our homes, Lord God, over the businesses, Lord God, in the turmoil of the uproar after the Floyd situation, Lord God. We speak peace.
Yes, we do.
In the midst of the storm.
Yes,
we speak peace, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We decree that words will be spoken and there will be resolve, Lord God, that you bring true justice, Lord God, in our land, Lord God, in every situation, Lord God. And we thank you. We speak peace to the family, Lord God. And we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for any of those who've had loss, that you would give them peace right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that our words, Lord God, will be a part of the solution and not a part of a problem, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We give you all the glory and all the praise, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to get started. We don't need the table tonight. I'm going to give you this and give you that. I want to talk a little bit about tonight. We've been talking about what has God been speaking in these times, in this moment. And I think over the last couple weeks, we've experienced some things on top of the pandemic. And but I want to hear what has God been saying to you, Pastor Minerva, during this season?
Well, he's been speaking quite a bit, I must say. And I want to first thank you, Pastor Joshua, for allowing me to share this platform with you to be able to speak into the lives of God's people tonight. Amen. Amen. Amen.
My blessing.
Amen. God has been speaking several things in my prayer time. And one thing is he's three things in particular. One that I am sovereign. God is saying, I am sovereign. I am in control. I am God, and I change not. And I'm in control of what happens, and I'm in control of what I allow to happen. And that to understand that he is instrumental. He's the one that brings everything together. And the second thing that God's put in my heart was that it's it's about the hearts of men. The hearts of men. He's man has rejected him for so long, and in light of all of what's going on, the pandemic, the Floyd situation, God is saying it's the heart of man that I'm looking to be turned back to me. Amen. And the third thing she spoke in my spirit was that for the body of Christ, not to lose sight of who he is, and that we are kingdom people, and we live in Goshen, and that when it was spoken, overflow, at the beginning of 2020, Pastor Joshua,
yes.
When you spoke that word,
not
to forget that this is also a time to pursue, overtake, and recover all in the name of Jesus, just as David did. He recovered all. Amen.
I love that because, you know, David was underestimated. David was the underdog, but yet God allowed him to recover everything, and God gave him some precious promises. God made him a king, and really a type and shadow of being a king and a priest. And so I think that one of the things that we can hear in this season, no matter how this is affecting us, is that God has greater things for us. We've been talking on Sunday
Amen.
About what God has on the other
yes.
side.
Yes,
and I'm
sir.
Not going to get into the Sunday message right now, but I love that you talked about David. What an example that we can look and say, you know, no matter how much I am in the underdog situation, I need to keep my head up and know who I am in God.
Amen.
Because God has called me a king. God has given me identity.
Yes.
God has told me. God assigns value to me.
Amen.
And no matter if there's other people, you see, the powers that be at that time was Saul and his army, you know, his forces, and right. they were not seeing what God was saying over David's life. They were coming against the destiny that was on David. So even if you feel like you're at a place when circumstances are against you and even people are against you, if God is for you, who can be against you?
Amen. Amen.
It seemed like it took a little while for David, mm-hmm. but when all things were said and done, God blessed him. God raised him up. God restored everything.
Oh, yes.
God blessed him for everything that was an insult, that was an embarrassment in his life.
Yes.
God turned it around for his good. And I'm speaking that right now into everybody that's listening right now. Maybe you have felt like you have been in a disadvantaged underdog situation. Maybe you feel like you're on the wrong side of the fence. You got the wrong skin color today. But I want to tell you that God has something amazing for you on the other side. And God gives you identity.
Amen.
And I just want to say for everybody that maybe you're like me and you have a different color, I want to say one of the greatest things that happen over and over in the Bible is that we see miracles flow out of compassion. You see, even when we don't understand exactly what's going on, we can approximate what's going on, but we might not understand exactly. When we try to have compassion and put ourselves in someone else's shoes, that is the recipe for the miraculous. When Jesus found out that Lazarus, his friend, had died, it said that Jesus wept. Now, I mean, he wept so much that people were looking and it was starting to be like, whoa, Jesus must have loved this man. And he had such compassion, and that compassion was the birthplace of the miraculous. I don't know about you, but I believe we need to see some miracles happen in America. And it's going to happen through not a natural compassion, but a supernatural compassion that we have for one another.
Yes.
And when we begin to try to put ourselves in one another's shoes and pray for one another and have a godly compassion,
Amen.
We're going to see
Amen.
God break out in miraculous ways and do things that no man no protest, no thing in the natural could do, not even legislation Amen. Could do, Amen. But God is going to release supernatural favor and open doors and strategy, and God is going to raise up men and women that are going to crush injustice in our nation. But it starts with a godly compassion Amen. And getting on our knees Amen. And praying, even when we don't understand the fullness of what our brothers and sisters in Christ are going through.
Yes.
So that's just a little word for those that have a different skin tone tonight.
Yes, amen. And Pastor Joshua, even David, even he, when he came back to Ziklag, if you want to read the whole story in 1 Samuel 30, 10 through 20, when he came back to his country in Ziklag,
yeah.
Everything was burned down. He had loss. He had great loss. Okay, and some of you out there may have had great loss during this time as well. And but David's compassion toward an Egyptian is what gave him the victory to overcome and recover all. There was an Egyptian who had been going through. They saw him, and he's. Some people will say, "Well, I have my own troubles," and but they took the time to reach out to this Egyptian with kindness, and aided him. And this very Egyptian was the one who showed David where the enemy, the Amalekites, were. That they were able to go in and be victorious and to recover all, even his wives and the livestock. So during our time, let us show kindness, not focusing on our own circumstances, but to look and know that others are going through as well, and to reach out with kindness towards them as well.
I love this concept that we were talking about a little bit earlier, and that is, while I'm waiting on the solution for my problem, let me help be the solution to your problem.
Yes.
I love that. I want, you know, I don't come and I don't pretend to be an expert on social justice issues. That's not my area of strength, but I want to be part of the solution. I want to be part of the solution. So, you know, we have to, as brothers and sisters in Christ, say, while I'm waiting on God to move, and while I'm waiting on my miracle, I want to serve and be a blessing and help facilitate your miracle. And I think that's what we were getting to with this story of that they said, let me help this Egyptian. We're waiting for our miracle.
Yes.
We're waiting for the restoration of our families. We're waiting for the restoration of the things that we've lost. But while we're on the road and we find a person that has been, he's been abandoned, he's been mistreated, if we can be a blessing to him while on the road, to God is going to give us the grace to see our miracle
Amen.
All the way through
Amen.
To completion.
Amen. The word says that we sometimes entertain angels unaware.
Yeah.
And so those that we reach out to, we are to be moved with compassion. That's who Jesus was,
yeah.
compassionate.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. I love that. You know, one of the things I was sharing with the men this morning, little plug for the morning men's Bible study, 8:15 on Wednesday mornings. You can find us on the app. But one of the things we were talking about with the men this morning was out of Luke 8. And it's the parable of the sower. And Jesus says, a farmer went out to plant his seed. As he scattered it across his field, some seed fell on a footpath where it was stepped on, and the birds ate it. Other seed fell among rocks, and it began to grow, but the plant soon wilted and died for lack of moisture. Other seed fell among thorns that grew up with it and choked out the tender plants. Still, other seed fell on fertile soil. This seed grew and produced a crop that was 100 times as much as had been planted. When he said this, he called out, anyone with ears should listen and understand. You know, I think one major takeaway that we can see from this is that, you know, God is the farmer planting seeds, but so are we.
Amen.
We're planting
Amen.
Seeds. seeds of the words of God, seeds of truth, seeds of hope, seeds of love, seeds of kingdom principles. And so as we're sowing with our words, we need to make sure that we're sowing the right type of words. The Bible says, yes, we'll all give an account. We'll give an account for every word that we speak.
Amen.
That makes me really, when I get frustrated, when I get upset, I want to make sure that I'm saying the right thing, that I'm sowing the right words, because at the end of the day, a lot of things could be said. I could say all kinds of things. I could say all kinds of things on social media. I could say all kinds of things on our broadcast. I could say all kinds of things live at church. But the things that are going to edify and build people up,
yes,
and cause true transformation, the things that really have weight and have the power to change things, it's the word of God.
Yes.
So I'm really not interested in putting forth my ideas and my thoughts and a couple things I've been kicking around at the house. A couple of things that I've been sharing back and forth, some a piece of my mind. No. I want to make sure that I'm sowing the gospel.
Yes.
And I'm sowing principles of the kingdom. And
yes,
I'm sowing the fruits of the Spirit.
Yes.
Because
Amen.
Those are the things that transform the hearts,
yes,
and minds and the heart of man.
Yes. Amen.
You're not going to transform the heart of man with good ideas. Mm. Believe it or not. You're not going to transform the heart of man with legislation.
That's
legislation
right.
is good. Mm-hmm. We need it. Mm-hmm. We need some changes mm-hmm. there. But legislation alone is not going to change the heart of man. But the word of God,
Amen.
It cuts through. It
mm-hmm.
says it cuts
yes.
between the bone and the marrow. It divides. It makes a division. And it causes transformation in man's heart. And that's what we need, because that's the root.
Yes.
That's the root of inequality is the heart.
Yes.
That's the problem, that, you know, because you can have laws in place, but then the interpretation of the law can be off if the heart is wrong.
That's right. That's right.
So it can't just be legislation that's changed. It's got to be the heart of man. And so when we're sowing seed, I want to sow the word of God. I want to get my words in accordance with what God is saying.
Yes.
Because that's where the true transformation
yes.
happens.
And we have to remember that life, the word says, life and death
Come
are
on.
In the power of the tongue. Uh-huh. So we are to be careful as a steward over our mouths and our words, especially
man.
During this time. You know, our words, is what I'm about to say going to bring about peace, or is it going to bring about destruction? It, you know, so our people are very sensitive right now, okay? And
yeah.
hurt people hurt people. And so we have to remember who we are. The church has to remember that we have the authority and the power for change,
yeah.
to make change. And it, out of what we say is so impactful during this time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
I think this is, you said something very important. There's many people that are hurting, and it's a very easy time to say the wrong thing. You accidentally, you're trying to say the right thing, you said the wrong thing. Oh. But what I've found, one thing was rolling around in my spirit, and I kind of, sometimes when things happen, I just take a moment and pause, hit the pause button, and pray.
Amen.
Make that a model for your life.
Amen.
Pray before you post. Pray.
Amen. Yes,
pray
Lord.
Before you post.
Amen.
So I took a pause. I said, you know what? Let me just not, because there's a lot of people saying stuff already. I don't just need to be an additional voice to the cacophony of noise right now. But if I were to be able to say something by the Spirit and say something from the Word of God, I believe that could be transformative.
Amen.
And so the scripture that began to roll around in my spirit was, be slow to speak and quick to listen.
Amen.
Oh,
Amen.
Man.
Amen.
I think, oh my goodness, how much understanding, how much more understanding could we have if we would be a little slower
yes.
to speak.
Amen. That's
and, right. and quicker to listen.
Yes.
You know, if we could listen twice as much mm-hmm. as we speak, mm-hmm. I believe we would grow in our compassion. We would, you know, we might not understand everything of what's going on in our brothers and sisters' shoes, but we can understand a whole lot more than we know now when we listen.
Yes.
And so the listening becomes the birthplace for compassion. And again,
yes,
compassion becomes the birthplace of the miraculous. And so I want to be a good listener. I want to be a good listener first. Before I go to speak, I want to hear, what is God saying? What are others saying that God has placed in my life, you know, that I'm supposed to listen to, that I'm supposed to glean from, that I'm supposed to pastor? What are the people around me saying? Mm-hmm. Can I listen? Can I be a good listener? The Word of God says, be slow.
Yes.
To speak.
Yes, and that's a great part of the solution, Pastor Joshua. People want to be heard of what they have gone through and what they have encountered and experienced time and time again. And they want those in authority. That's why it's so important for us, the Word says, to pray for those in authority. Amen? Our governors, our president, because they want to be heard. And so it's important that we pray that they will hear and that it be filtered, okay, through the Word of God, that the God will surround those in authority with people of wisdom. Surround our governors and surround our president with people of God that they are able to filter what they hear and answer according to God's will.
Absolutely. You know, and one of the things that is clear in the Word of God is that God holds the heart.
Yes.
Of the king in his hands.
Yes, he does.
And so, amen, man, that's encouraging to, amen, know that people that are in high places of leadership, and this is one of my constant prayers, is for people that are in leadership. I pray for our president. I pray for our governor. I pray for our police. I,
yes,
pray for those that are in authority over us, because when we pray, we can pray that God touch their heart, that God caused them to make godly laws, godly,
yes,
decisions, that God that we have godly educators, that, you know, we need to be, amen, praying for our teachers.
Amen.
We need to be praying for our people that are in the political field, not always just bashing them.
Amen.
You know, but praying for them, and then praying, man, God caused these people that are in authority to make godly decisions, and if they're wicked or if they refuse to make godly decisions, take them out and put somebody godly in their place.
Amen.
Start getting on your knees.
Yes.
You know, I wish that as the body of Christ, we would be praying,
yes,
before stuff happens.
Amen.
I don't want us, yes, to wait until stuff like this week happens, mm-hmm, tragic stuff happens. No, we need to be praying. The Bible says, you told me right before we got in it, pray without ceasing.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Isn't that what Paul,
amen,
said? Pray,
yes,
without ceasing. Put on the whole armor of God,
God,
and then
and
be
then
praying.
Pray.
Be,
amen,
prayerful. You know,
amen,
don't just pray for your family. Pray for the people in authority. Pray for your brothers and sisters in Christ. Paul said, hey, even pray for me. Man, I need prayer. Pray that I'll be effective, you know? And,
yes,
so there's power in prayer.
Yes. And also, you know, Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And so in our prayers, it's important that we pray for a spirit of forgiveness and peace to rule and reign in our hearts, in the hearts of men,
yeah,
because the spirit of unforgiveness is at the also at the bottom, those things that have been embedded over years and have not been resolved. So it's important to forgive, the Lord says. Amen.
Oh, man, let me tell you, forgiveness is something so key, but it's easier to talk about it,
yes,
than it is to do it, right?
Yes.
Because, man, when somebody's hurt you really good, mm-hmm, it's difficult, you know? The Bible says, pray for those that do all manner of evil against you. And so sometimes you just have to start the prayer. Even if you don't know where to go with it, just start it.
Amen.
You know, I found and God kind of led me, and the Holy Spirit brought, you know, a few years back ago, some people that had, that I felt had wronged me, and I felt really betrayed. And so the Holy Spirit convicted me to pray for them. But my prayer started off like this. You ever prayed a prayer like this? Lord, you know what so-and-so did. You're a just God. Guard between me and thee. And we start off with a prayer that's just like, God, you know what the person did. God, do what's right. You're a just God. Do what's right. But I believe the Holy Spirit takes us on a process. Forgiveness is a process.
Yes, it is.
A lot of times you don't get it right at first. You don't get it right
That's
off
right.
the bat.
That's
you
right.
you got to go through a process of praying until your prayer becomes pure.
Amen.
And and it wasn't until that day that I was actually able to pray for the person that wronged me and pray for their well-being. And pray for their family.
Amen.
And pray that God bless them. And pray that God just let them walk in the fullness of what God has for them.
Amen.
And it's not until you get to that place. Let me tell you something. Unforgiveness is an impediment to your destiny.
Yes, yes it is.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it to hold on to stuff. I want to change things. I want to change things. But I want to change things with pure hands and a pure heart.
Amen.
I want to change things, but I don't want to do it with unresolved things in my spirit.
Amen. Amen. So God is love, and love forgives. Love is long-suffering. And it's difficult, as you said, Pastor Joshua, the process of forgiveness. But we have to start somewhere. We have to voice it because, again, our words are power. And even though we may not be feeling it, we have to do it. We have to voice it. And when we are followers of Christ, as us leading the way, as you said earlier about being careful of what we say to others in not to get caught up in the hype of things, but be the light in the midst of the darkness, in the midst of the confusion, in the midst of the rioting. Be the light to speak truth, you know. And love forgives is truth. That's who Jesus is. We have the answer. We must have change, yes, in policy. We must have change, yes, within our police department. Yes, we're praying for that too. We're not ignoring that, but we in that, we must pray restoration and peace in our land. And the word says, if my people will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, I will heal the land. And so we speak one nation under God, but we need to work on it. Amen. That the commercial that comes on, be about it. Okay. So that's, you know, that's what we need to do. Be about it. Amen.
Amen. Well, I want to, I know we're going a little bit shorter tonight, and there's a reason for that, because we want to respect the curfew and make sure that everybody gets home on time. So I want to, although this is a great, great, great topic and great spirit in the room right now, but I want to close out with a word of prayer and open up an opportunity for those that would like to give. But I really want to make sure there's some great things that were spoken tonight. But I want to make sure that we because God can give us a peace,
yes,
that passes understanding. A peace, even though I don't understand completely what the future holds. I don't understand how we're going to fix everything right now. I don't understand exactly what policies, what procedures need to be changed. I don't know what type of re-education programs need to happen, what type of checks and balances need to be put into place. I can still have a peace that passes my understanding.
Yes.
And that's what I want to pray for tonight. So lead us in that prayer, Pastor Minerva.
Father God, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your word, your voice being spoken. We thank you, Lord God, for a peace in our nation, in our hearts. Mainly in our hearts, oh God. A peace that passes all understanding. That you will give us that peace, Lord God. Give peace in our homes, Lord God. In our streets, Lord God. We speak that peace, Lord God. And we thank you. We thank you. We come to you. You said to cast every care over unto you because you care for us. And so we come casting this care over unto you. And we thank you for bringing peace in our nation, bringing peace in our homes, bringing peace in our hearts. We thank you, Jesus, for the change. And let that change, that each one say, let that change begin with me. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Let that change begin with us. How wonderful. If you would like to give tonight, you can give by texting to Hope United to 77977, or you can go and give on our website, hopeunited.church. How great to be able to give to God and give back. Maybe tonight you're sowing a seed because you're believing for some breakthrough in your life, in your family. You know, many times we have to understand every harvest in our life starts with a seed. It starts with the seed of prayer. It starts with the seed of love. It starts with the seed of, we talked about it tonight, compassion. Financial breakthrough in your life starts with the seed of your finances. So we're given, of course, of our tithes. We know 10%. That's what the Bible talks about. And so once we're faithful in our tithes, we're able to plant a seed and see something miraculous happen in our lives. The Bible tells us when we plant a seed and we're following the word of God with tithing, we're going to see off of that seed 30, 60, 100 fold. God, multiply it, give it back into our lives. So God, I thank you, Lord, that for everybody that's given tonight, Lord, that you would bless them, God, in their giving. Bless them 30, 60, and 100 fold. God, bless them according to your word. God, bless them, Father, in accordance with what you say. God, your word says to prove you in this. God, this is the area that we can put it forth and see if you do what you say that you'll do. And we know, God, that your word never, ever returns void. So God, we thank you, Lord. We come to you tonight as cheerful givers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, I want to tell you, you can catch us with prayer. What time is prayer on Saturday? 6 p.m. Saturday. So prayer is moving this week. It's moving from Thursday over to Saturday. And it's going to be live here in person. Everybody's going to be spread out, but everybody's going to be in agreement. You can bring your face mask. And we're going to spread out in the sanctuary and pray. It's going to be wonderful. So that's that. And at Hope United, we are
one family in faith.
God bless you. Have a great night. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Please consider planting a seed in this ministry. Any seed helps us get the gospel message out to those that would otherwise not hear it. If you want to give, please click the link below in the episode notes. If you're in the area, come visit us in Pembroke Pines, Florida. May God bless you, and may you possess the promise God has for you.